This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 242 for Wednesday, January 27th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market continued to rally on Wednesday, hitting fresh multi-year highs in the front months as concerns over tightening supplies remained supportive. Canola was up by $1 to nearly $25 per ton, March up $24.60 at $717.80 per ton. That marked levels not seen since 2008. End users sitting on short positions were being forced to pay up to exit those contracts, accounting for some of the strength. Tight supplies were a key driver as prices rise in an effort to ration some of that demand from both exporters and domestic crushers. Weakness in the Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago soy oil were also supportive. However, soybeans held closer to unchanged on the day, and canola outpaced the U.S. market to the upside. New crop contracts also lagged the front months higher. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were steady to a bit firmer, while wheat was lower. Soybeans up 4.5 cents per bushel in the March contract at 13.74¾. The USDA reported private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning and an additional 126,000 tons to unknown destinations. Recent rains in South America were somewhat mixed for the futures, as that moisture has alleviated dryness concerns, but could also delay early harvest operations in parts of Brazil. Corn was underpinned by good export demand as well, but running into resistance on the other side, up only 2 cents in March at $5.34 per bushel. The USDA reported a 680,000-ton sale of corn to China this morning. That followed up yesterday's huge 1.36 million-ton sale. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are lower, taking back some of their recent gains. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at $6.33 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents at $6.37 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 7 cents in March at $6.58 per bushel. Russian limits on exports did remain supportive, but that has been priced into the market for the most part. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.